It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change. We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers lay. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, believing God for the extraordinary. And I'm persuaded that God has not given up on America. I'm persuaded there is a remnant of people who have not given up on America, and we are praying. Our guest today, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, who is the pastor of River Church there in Tampa, and we are going to have some music from the river, worship at the river, also in a few moments, and so delighted to have you listening. This Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you got to remember, it is the Austin Music and Prayer Gathering. We're going to gather to pray. Leland, my spiritual grandson, going to be leading the worship. Going to have the band playing. And we'll have a lot of high school, college-age students that will be preaching. And will be leading in prayer, giving testimonies. Just going to be three nights of Spirit-led services. Heaven on earth. So I trust that you'll make plans, and you can go to JubileeAustin.org, JubileeAustin.org, to get more information about the church, the location. Going to be 7 o'clock every night at Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. So you don't want to miss that. And we're believing God here for 1,000 prayer leaders. We're going to be telling you more about that. There's a lot of things to pray about, as well as our visit with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, my longtime friend. He's going to be on the broadcast. We'll have him on via Skype. I know that you'll be blessed by our conversation with him. He's been leading services in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure he's going to have some interesting things to say. So we're going to pray. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here on this Friday on BPN Radio. Your will, plan, and purpose be done. I just pray in Jesus' name that you would come and minister to each of us today. And we just pray that you would anoint our spiritual ears to hear, our spiritual eyes to see, our hearts to receive whatever you have for us. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, there would be revelation that would break forth in our lives. And we just know that one word from God, one word from you can change our lives forever. So we pray your will, plan, and purpose be done in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, Leland's going to sing, and then we're going to be back to share some more things before Dr. Rodney Howard Brown comes on the scene. So here's Leland. Great song. We're returning to Jesus. Yes, we are. Yes, we are, America. We're returning to Jesus. Yes, we are. Okay, there you have Leland. We're running to you. And, of course, Leland will be leading the worship this Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the evening, 7 o'clock here in Austin, Texas. Join us if you will. And I'll be leading prayer. And leading will be leading worship. We'll also have some young preachers that are going to be ministering also. It's going to be three great nights. Jubilee Christian Center, Austin, Texas. And you can go to jubileeaustin.org, jubileeaustin.org, for more information. Before we have Rodney Howard Brown on with us today, as well as his worship leaders there at the river in Tampa, I want us to pray concerning, there's a lot of things we could pray about today, but I want us to pray particularly about the situation with Planned Parenthood and all of what is happening there, the allegations that have been made, the videos that's been revealed of them selling body parts of aborted babies. And we have reached, we definitely have reached a new low here in America. And so Planned Parenthood has denied that they made any money off the sale of aborted baby parts. But my goodness, that's not the issue. They have acknowledged that this situation, and this is a very sad situation in America concerning Planned Parenthood's the selling of baby parts, and we just need to pray. Father, we pray in Jesus' name for this situation that's going on with Planned Parenthood in America. And Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name, that this corporation will no longer be able to operate. And we repent in Jesus' name. We repent, Lord, for these atrocities there of taking aborted babies and selling their body parts. Whether they made any money off the sale or not, that's not the issue. We repent right now. And we just ask, God, that you would help us in a nation that has gone so far away from you. We ask for your help, and we ask that you forgive us now. In Jesus' name, we trust you for it and believe you for it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, send revival to America. Send another spiritual awakening. Lord, we must awaken as a nation. We must awaken as a nation, oh God. How we need you. How we need you. Would you help me pray for our nation? We have lost our way. We have lost our way. And we need your help, oh God. In Jesus' name. Concerning this situation and so many situations that are going on. Lord, forgive us for this illegal trafficking of aborted fetal parts, baby parts, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for revival in 1,000 cities in this nation, in America. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Rodney Howard Brown is going to be with us in a moment, but we're going to have his worship team at the river in Tampa, Florida. They're going to sing, then we'll be back to talk to Dr. Rodney Howard Brown.
Powerful Creator, you saw us here.
Okay, it's great to have back on BPN Radio here on this Friday, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. And he's been my friend since 1993. And he's the pastor of The River at Tampa Bay, Florida. He and his wife, Adonica, founded that church in 1996. And Rodney heads Revival Ministries International. He was born in South Africa and has been a leading figure in calling for revival in America. Another spiritual awakening is revivals in America and other nations of the world have attracted millions. I must say that I've never met a man in the Christian world or the secular world that has such an incredible grasp of where we are governmentally, economically, spiritually, as does Rodney Howard Brown. He truly is a modern-day son of Issachar. And so welcome back to the broadcast, Brother Rodney.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Honored to be on here with you again today.
And you're in Brazil right now.
Yes, sir. We just came. I came down for 2 days. It's a big Pentecostal conference, and I just was speaking twice, so I come back tomorrow.
Wow. So, well, I wanted to talk to you because a lot of things are happening. I know that you have finished up your Celebrate America in Washington, D.C. this year. How did that go?
You know, it was probably the greatest breakthrough that we had inside the government. Last year, we were there 15 days, and we went in but didn't really have a breakthrough. This time we went in, our teams prayed with over 70 Congress people that prayed to accept Christ. And I believe two senators. A lot of people were very busy. Of course, you can understand with the news coming down about the Supreme Court, really, that really overrode the Constitution in what they did. And then the Trans-Pacific Partnership that was being signed, plus the whole Iran deal. So there was a lot of crazy stuff happening. I mean, there were times we arrived at the office and they had to go vote. And then, of course, the Confederate flag thing. So there was a lot of craziness going on, but we had a great meeting, 8 nights, about 6,300 people saved, as we focused mainly on inside the government, and got to meet a lot of different political leaders, talking to them about the problems and the complexities that we are facing in America today, probably unprecedented. And any other time in American history, we're on a very, very critical juncture.
Yeah. It was amazing that you were there the week that so much was happening.
Yeah, it really was. It was almost like it was orchestrated of the Lord. And I, of course, publicly at night, you know, came against what I saw was wickedness at the highest levels.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why they should have even had an opportunity to even define marriage mm-hmm. when marriage has already been defined.
Right.
So it's obviously that they've been bought at the highest levels of government, you know.
Yeah. So we're facing a lot of things. What is the climate there in D.C.? What was the climate this year?
Well, I mean, I think there's a desperation. I think a lot of the guys inside the Congress were willing to talk about a problem. Last time we were there was just kind of, you know, everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
This time they realized we are in major trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, what was so crazy, I went into the House and I was sitting in the gallery on the day they were discussing the Confederate flag,
mm-hmm.
and they walked out there with a flag that wasn't even the Confederate flag. It had 17 stars. And the Confederate flag has 13 stars. So mm-hmm. you've got these people jumping on the bandwagon, you know, and if you know anything about American history, the war between North and South did not start off about slavery. It started off about economics, and it ended up about slavery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just amazing how they rewrite history and stir up all the racial problems and the racial trouble in our nation, and while we're sitting with a distraction of a Confederate flag, which I'm not in agreement. I come from Africa, so the flag means nothing to me. But what I'm saying is they come with the distraction of a Confederate flag and then a rainbow flag on the White House. They're mm-hmm. busy giving a fast track on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which basically is giving away all of our sovereignty, and not even on trade, just on intellectual property, to do with the internet. I mean, they were signing documents that they've never, ever read. Never read.
So where are we at and where are we headed?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, without divine intervention, we are going to get into a place where it's going to be the point of no return. I mean, as you can see at the highest levels from the president and the Supreme Court, they're undermining the Constitution of America at every step of the way. For whatever reason, they think that the Constitution's a living document. In other words, it changes with the times. When in actuality, it's not. It's etched in stone, cannot be tampered with, cannot be altered, and cannot be messed with. So, you know, I talked to them at length about the financial situation with the out-of-control Federal Reserve, our debt. I said that Greece was the canary in the coal mine. You see what's happening in Puerto Rico right now. Yeah. They already started to take the pensions of the Puerto Ricans. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a shadow of things to come, because if obviously we can look at Greece and say, well, that doesn't affect us, but Puerto Rico does.
Sure.
Puerto Rico does affect us. And of course, the Fed just made a statement, I think yesterday, that they're not going to bail out Puerto Rico. Then how did they bail out Wall Street? Why did they bail out AIG? Why did they bail out all the bankers? If they would go to that length, because they were dipping in the cookie jar. And basically helping themselves, as they have with QE3, quantitative and easing, you know, $85 billion a month.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in trouble. We're in trouble on our borders. Illegal aliens coming across, not just a few, but literally millions.
Yeah,
that's going to put an overload on our society. And I think FBI made a statement that ISIS is now in 49 states. I mean, can you imagine, how is it that when you and I fly, we put through such great scrutiny, and now ISIS is in 49 states? So obviously ISIS has been placed there on purpose. And over the 4th of July, there was the major heightened terror where our building was just across the road from the White House. So it was like a 8-block lockdown around the building. We still had a great night. People got there through the blockade, military vehicles, Humvees on the street. But it doesn't bode well. And then, of course, you know, we just started on the 15th, we started Jade Helm, which is a 2-month military exercise, probably the biggest military exercise in America since the Civil War. And I questioned them in the Congress about that. And you know, some of them blew it off. Others said, look, you know, we have questioned it. And they said that they called members from the Pentagon, and they came in and they swore, not on a stack of Bibles, but they swore that it was just a training exercise. So, I mean, at the low level, it's a training exercise, and then you can take it from wherever you want to go with that. Yeah. But still, it's something that should not be happening, not on American shores.
Well, this, you know, I'm only a few miles from where Jade Helm has started this week. What is Jade Helm? A lot of people don't even know what it is all about.
It's called Mastering the Human Domain, and it's a military war game involving about 10 states. But the citizenry has kicked up such a shine. I know that in Arizona that they're going to shadow the military. They said that wherever they are on the basis, they fine. But the moment they leave the basis, come onto the public area, they said they will shadow them. So I know that this happened in Montana already probably 3 months ago, because I have friends up there, and they said that the military showed up in town, helicopters and whatever. The sheriff told them to get out, and they said, who's going to make us? Now, as you know, and I know that the sheriff is the most powerful political.
Yeah,
he supersedes anything in an area.
And
they told him, well, who's going to make us? And so apparently what I heard was the militia was wanting to do something, and the head of the militia there told him to stand down, that this was not the time or the place. Otherwise, it would have got really, really, really bad very quickly. But so we see that obviously there are elements within our military that are going ahead with stuff that is not constitutional. And of course, the fear, if you go with the conspiracies, the fear is that it's all in place, especially for Texas, which is deemed as an enemy, because Texas is wanting to secede from the Union and they want their gold back from the New York Fed and, you know, stuff like that. So on the one side, you look at the scenarios, but I personally don't think anything will come of it. I think they will be very, very stupid to pull anything off because it'll wake America up immediately. And America does need a wake-up call. Most people are sleeping. They have no clue what's going on.
Right.
But we've got to pray, and we've got to be alert. We've got to be diligent, vigilant, and you know.
Yeah. Well,
of course, I'm not a fearful person. So, you know, I believe in the midst of whatever comes, we will see the greatest move of God.
I believe that. I've been leading prayer in America for a long time, and the Holy Spirit has not told me to stop yet. So I believe there's hope through prayer and winning the lost. I know you have a great passion for the lost. And last time you were on, we were talking about how many of the churches won there in Tampa. How many souls have you guys led to Jesus now?
Well, just since the 2nd of January 2011, it's sitting at just under 6.4 million. That's across the nation. And we are mobilizing churches that what we call are becoming soul-saving stations that are making it a purpose of winning the lost. Could you imagine if we had 1,000 churches across America that just win 1,000 souls a week? That would be 1 million souls a week. I mean, within a matter of a year, the nation would be shaking.
Yeah, yeah. I had Pastor Bob Nichols on just a few days ago, and I know that you challenged the church there in 2012 to go out and win the lost, and he was telling me they won over 87,000 people, just that one church there in Fort Worth.
I know, that's so exciting.
Yeah, so, you know, I know that is the key. It's not just about prayer alone, but it's about winning the lost and being active. And
I believe it was Finney and some others have said. They said they get down and pray like it all depends on God, and then they get up and go like it all depends on them. And I think it's prayer and action, prayer and action. You know.
Yeah, I agree. So talk to the pastors right now. The churches. What does the church need to do? Where are we going? Where are we heading? I see a lot of these pastors just resigning because of the pressures concerning same-sex marriage and other issues that are coming against the church. But we need to be prepared.
I think what's going to have to happen is that the governors of the states are going to have to step in and override the Supreme Court. I think at the highest levels, the Supreme Court have overstep their boundaries. They're not there to define marriage. And the moment you get them defining stuff like this, the whole country is going down the tubes. Obviously, we understand a lot of things went wrong with prayer out of schools, the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses.
Yeah.
But I think pastors are going to just have to put their foot down.
Yeah.
And obviously, there's a lot of different lawyers that have written already things that you need to put into your bylaws. I don't have them at my fingertips right now, being down here in Brazil, but you can Google it and find out things that you need to do. Stick it into your bylaws that will separate you so where you do not have to perform anything like that. And I would also say to get into revival, get into the move of the Holy Spirit, it's easier for a spirit like that to come into a church that has no anointing, no Holy Ghost.
Right.
I fear more for those churches from the standpoint that they just left open to the elements. But I do believe that we're coming at a time where we will actually see divine judgments. People drop dead, like in the book of Acts, because they're challenging the very Spirit of God. This thing is not going to, this is not going to have its way with the end time glorious church. And I would tell pastors to tell their people to get out of debt, disconnect from the system. Do not be dependent upon the government in any way, shape, or fashion. You know, I tell everybody, you know, grow your own food.
Yeah.
Make sure you're growing food, you know, because food is the thing in a time of a crisis is food and water. Those are the two most precious things. People are always going to need to drink water and eat food. And so, but get the church out of debt and don't when you share these things, don't do it out of fear. Share it out of faith. That's you know, right. We're living in the last of the last days. And I know that my voice, what I'm talking is totally, you know, out of what mainstream is talking right now. Because if you listen to many mainstream, they don't mention anything like this. But yet, no. We, whether you believe what I'm saying or not, you just have to understand that when it hits, you'll know that what I said was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That we are in a critical, critical time. And we've been praying that God would give America a last-minute reprieve, and that he would give us a stay of execution and have mercy on America one more time. So, you know, I do believe that from what I'm seeing, that we're going to see the greatest harvest of souls in the time of great upheaval.
Yeah, you're praying the prayer of Joshua, right?
Yes, sir.
For the sun not to go down.
One more hour of daylight.
One more
that
hour.
God would give us so that we could bring in the harvest of souls. Ultimately, I think we're in the wrap-up of everything. I mean, I believe that with all my heart, you know. Yeah. And I've always been a pre-trib preacher. You know, that we're going to go, the catching away of the church will happen before the tribulation. And yet, when I look at that, I wonder if the church is even ready for the catching away. And so, you know, I've resolved myself to whatever needs to happen. If we go pre, mid, post, it doesn't bother me. I'm serving Jesus.
Yeah.
But
well, so many pastors, they don't believe in the rapture anymore. You know, when I was growing up, we were talking about the rapture, and there's so many pastors today, they don't believe in a rapture, and they're not looking for the coming of the Lord.
Well, I guess they're going to find out, eh?
That's true. They are. And I am, and I just know we have to be ready. We have to be ready. And I'm gonna ask you to share some information in just a moment. Tell us a little bit more about the economy before I let you go and we pray.
All right. Well, here's what people have to understand: that the central banking system is private. So the Federal Reserve is private, along with all the central banks of the world. And the big problem that took place in America was, when 1913, when Woodrow Wilson signed in the Federal Reserve Act and even the IRS Act. So the IRS, we did not have an IRS before 1913. Americans did not pay tax. So basically the IRS taxes the people to pay the Federal Reserve back. And what is taking place is total and utmost tyranny. Because what happens is, if you start speaking out against it, then the IRS comes after you. That. Mm-hmm. This is not America. That's not what America was founded on.
Right.
And so a lot of pastors are afraid to speak out because they don't want to be a target. But the bottom line is, you know, we cannot compromise. We cannot back down. So if you begin to study, and there's several books people can get. The one is called The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin. The Federal Reserve was founded in 1913, but actually planned on a J.P. Morgan estate down in Jekyll Island, Georgia. And you can go there today to the Jekyll Island Club, and it's a hotel, and you can go to the ballroom, and there's a sign on the door, Federal Reserve Room, and you go in there, and it says, here was the foundation of the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve was supposed to be about money reform, federal meaning government, which it's not, reserve, which meant it had a reserve, which it doesn't. And so it just has this ability to print money out of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go, you can Google YouTube clips, Congress talking to them, trillions of dollars of off-balance sheet transactions. They don't know where the money's gone. They won't even tell them where the money's gone. It's never been audited. And it is going to bankrupt America. And so that's the number one threat, greater than terrorism, greater than ISIS, greater than Iran. You know, and everybody's worried about Israel. I tell you, I'm not worried about Israel. God's on his side. I'm more concerned about America.
Yeah.
And so there's only 7% of cash in circulation. And so if every American went to the bank tomorrow and withdrew their cash, it would collapse the system. And that's what people don't understand. And most of the money now is in digital form. They don't even print it. In actual fact, There's so much digital currency made that they could never print into paper what they've created digitally. So the other book they can get is called The Tower of Basel, about the international bank of settlements out of Basel, Switzerland, by an author called Adam Lebor, L-E-B-O-R. Both of these books are on the iTunes, Audible. You can download them, the audio books, or you can get them at Barnes & Noble or one of the bookstores. You can order them, and it'll tell you all about what's going on in the financial realm. All the governors of the central banks every month for the last 80 years have flown to Switzerland. And there's a reason why Switzerland was neutral during the war. There's a reason why the dollar is the currency of the world. And so nothing's by accident. Mm-hmm. Our own South African Reserve Bank, where I come from, $2.7 trillion is missing. The former governor of the Reserve Bank for 9 years just wrote a book, Tell All, and he called it The Secret of the South African Reserve Bank, and talks about $2.7 trillion missing, and all the gold is in London, England, which, if anybody knows, that London is the financial capital of the world. And so you can study all this stuff. I'm not making this up. It's not some theory. It's all history, and it's fact.
And the name of the book is The Tower of what?
Of Basel, of B-A-S-E-L, Basel, Switzerland.
Okay. So are you recommending that Christians put back cash? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I know, because basically if cash is worth nothing, that's why I say food and water are going to be worth more than gold.
Yeah.
Because you can't eat gold and you can't eat cash.
That's true.
So food and water. But people are going to have to follow the Holy Spirit. I'm not telling people to go live in a mountain somewhere and store food.
Right.
I mean, Jesus said, occupy till I come. I mean, I'm down in Brazil. I mean, you want to hear the corruption down here. Totally corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Trillions of dollars missing, out of control, everything. And America's fast become basically the former Soviet Union was, we're becoming right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm so thankful, Brother Rodney, that you're definitely a light. You came as a missionary years ago to America. And you've certainly not hid behind anything. You've certainly opened up 1 million of people to Jesus, preached the gospel. And I'm very thankful for your friendship. I'm thankful that you're on. And I know that you have a lot of happenings there in your ministry. Tell the people that don't know how to contact you, how they can connect with you, and even how they can donate to your ministry.
They can go to www.revival.com. There's a link to our Facebook site and also to our Twitter. And you can give online. There's a click to our YouTube channel with all the meetings that are archived. And then I just joined a new app called Periscope, where you broadcast from around the world. So that's exciting. I've been broadcasting from Brazil here, and people go on. So you need to check out Periscope. Pretty epic new app. It puts the power in the hands of the people to broadcast from their phone around the world. So,
yeah.
But revival.com is the best way to find out about us.
Well, I encourage everybody listening to go to revival.com and connect there with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. And I encourage you to send a donation. I'm glad to have you on today. And, why don't you say a prayer, however the Holy Spirit leads you before you go? I know you have a very busy schedule today, and say a prayer before you go.
Okay, let me say one thing about the food. The reason why we have food is because I feed hundreds and hundreds of families every week.
Mm-hmm.
So my concern is for the people that I feed. So I'm making provision, because I know in a crisis they're all going to come to the church.
Yeah.
So I feel responsible for that. And so that's the reason why I'm into talking about this, because as talking inside Congress, they told me if we ever go through a collapse of the dollar, there'll be no food in the stores in 12 hours, and we'll go to riots on the street and martial law. So we just got to make provision, know how to take care of the saints. I understand that we're probably going to see the multiplication of food, just like the loaves and the fish. Mm-hmm. That's already happening in our church in Haiti. They see that happening all the time. When they don't have food, mm-hmm. they'll pray over what they have, and they feed many people. So we're gonna step over into supernatural time.
Yeah,
that I believe will be indicative of the end time glorious church. So,
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that, and I've been encouraging churches across America, these pastors, to begin to store up some food, because I know that people will come to the church to be fed physically as well as spiritually. So I know that's fantastic. Well,
totally.
Well, I believe the greatest day of the church is coming. And I just know that we need to live in that realm of anticipation, pray, win souls, and be the light that God has called us to be. So I appreciate you. And why don't you just go ahead and pray however the Holy Spirit wants you to pray.
All right, Father, I just thank you for each person listening right now, that no one will be overwhelmed by any of the information that we shared, but each person will ask you, what do you want me to do? And then, Lord, I pray that as you give them instruction, that they'll do only what you tell them. For, Lord, I know that we are your hands and your feet and your mouthpiece on the earth today, and that your mighty Holy Spirit will reach down and touch the listener. And you'll empower them, you'll grace them, you'll equip them for the task ahead. And Lord, nothing will come upon us unawares. We'll always be a step ahead of the enemy. We thank you that even if the enemy digs a ditch for any of us, that he'll fall into it himself. I pray, let every hidden thing, let it be made manifest. Lord, unravel even just like what happened with the selling of baby body parts, that it leaked out, where it's causing even the most liberal of people to be sickened to the idea. Cause every wicked hidden thing to be exposed. Let it be shouted from the mountaintops. Let it never be able to be held back. And Father, unravel the plan of the enemy. Set the enemy back. Give the church one more hour of daylight for the harvest to come in. Let everyone be on fire, radical for Jesus. Win souls. And Lord, we know ultimately that our home is in heaven, and we're just passing through, and we're not too worried too much about things here on the earth, for you even said to us that we should lift up our eyes when we see these things, and we should know that our redemption draweth nigh. So we just thank you, and give us your grace, and even as you have graced our brothers in the Middle East and even in China, as they've suffered at the hands of those that hated the gospel, give the American church the grace to endure that which shall come in this final hour, we pray. And may Jesus be glorified and lifted up. In Jesus' name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen.
Dr. Rodney Herbrand, thank you for being on BPN Radio today. God bless you and your ministry there in Brazil. And as you continue to declare the truth, and which we desperately need to hear. Bless you for being on today.
Thank you, Brother Dale. Love you so much.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's been a delight to have Dr. Rodney Howard Brown on with us today here on BPN Radio as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Tremendous enlightenment there from Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. And wow, we must pray. We must pray. And we must believe that God is still at work in this nation. And we cannot afford to be asleep. We really appreciate Rodney Howard Brown being on with us today here on BPN Radio. And we are praying and believing. We're believing for 1,000 prayer groups across America to help us pray. 1,000 prayer groups. And if you'd like to be a prayer leader in your neighborhood, and when I talk about neighborhoods, I'm talking about, you know, the Bible says that our neighbors dwell beside us, near us, for safety's sake. And we must understand that we have neighbors down the street who are concerned about the future, concerned about what is happening governmentally, what is happening economically. And, you know, all you have to do is just to form a neighborhood prayer watch and have some cards made up and announce your weekly prayer time. and have your neighborhood praying with you. It's an incredible thing. Wherever you want to have a prayer group, and if you already have a prayer group going in your church, then why don't you just go to bpnradio.com and go down to the 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can just register there to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network as we pray for revival in your city. And I believe that the battle is on for the local church. The battle is on for your city. We need to be interceding for our city. Jesus said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." He was interceding. He was interceding for his city. And we too need to be interceding for our city. And so why don't you just take time out right now to pray over your city, your mayor, your city council people, your school board, whoever it may be, and take time even to pray for your county sheriff, the last elected law enforcement officer in America. So why don't you just take time to pray right now. Take some time here as you listen to this broadcast here on BPN, Calling America to Pray. So just spend some time praying over your city, your leader, and don't forget to pray for your county sheriff today. We just pray for those in authority. You told us to pray for those in authority. So we pray, Father God, for the mayor of our city. I pray for the mayor of the city of Austin, Mayor Steve Adler. I pray for him. I pray for my county sheriff, Gary Cutler, in Jesus' name. I pray for my governor, Abbott, Governor Greg Abbott, in Jesus' name. I pray for those in authority. In Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. And we pray over our city. We pray for revival in our city. We pray for another spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. And why don't you just pray right now for your pastor and your church at this moment, if you will. Just take a few moments to pray for your pastor and your church. And if you'd like to be a prayer leader, you can just have a prayer group. And you can go to bpnradio.com, 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can register your prayer group. And it may be a private prayer group where it's by invitation only, or it may be a public prayer group. And if it's a private prayer group, we will list it as private. And if it's a public prayer group, then we will give the name of the location where you're praying. And so I just want to share a few of the prayer leaders that are praying with us as we believe God for 1,000. We want to welcome Tom Santopolo from Gateway Church, leading a prayer group at Gateway Church in Rutland, Vermont. Becky Barton at Woman of the World, Winfield, Louisiana. Linda Ragland has private locations in Angleton, Texas, Austin, Texas, and Marathon, Texas. Lisa Roberts Lisa Roberts Helton has a public gathering in College Station, Texas. Neil Effling is leading prayer at Best Way Leading, Gig Harbor, Washington. Tom Benegas has a prayer group in Brussels, Belgium. Melody Strom has a private location in Marshall, Illinois. Bunslingwin Charles is leading a prayer group at River of Joy in Kampala, Uganda. Jennifer Nahavo has a private location in Miami Gardens, Florida. Dana Price, leading prayer at Church of Love, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Steve Hayes, leading prayer, Sapphire Ministries, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And Jim Wagey has a private location, Kansas City, Missouri. Maurice and Beverly Anderson is a private location in Oceanside, California. John Salisbury, leading prayer in a private location in Elgin, South Carolina. And Bill Hart has a prayer group at Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas. Karen Testerman has a private location in Concord, New Hampshire. Michelle Burnside, leading a private prayer group in Madisonville, Kentucky. Malcolm Burton, leading prayer at School of the Holy Spirit, The Woodlands, Texas. Sonia Schammel is leading prayer at Revolution Church in Port Angeles, Washington. Lisa Weber has a private location in Independence, Kansas. Sue Williams, a private location in San Diego, California. Rebecca Brendel is leading prayer over Facebook in Blairsville, Georgia. Jamie Peters, leading prayer at Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. Jim Loper, leading prayer at Cornerstone Church, Amarillo, Texas. Adolfo Pacheco at Clearview Church, Chino, California. And Marilyn Parker, leading prayer on Facebook at Putnam Valley, New York. Ron Lester is a private location in Tucson, Arizona. And you can join. There's no charge. We'll send you out a weekly prayer list to include in your weekly or prayerly or your daily prayer service. Just go to go to bpnradio.com and click on 1,000 prayer leaders, and you can become a part of the 1,000 prayer leaders here at Breakout Prayer Network. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Thank you, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, for being on. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow, anytime, here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.